Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
All right, moving right into our pregame for the Mound City boys game coming up here. Let's take a look at the starting lineup. So if you got those ready to go there, Cody. Okay, working on it. Cody just returning from the scorer's table where we picked up our starting lineup for this boys contest.
All right, for the Golden Eagles, coached by Mitch Gears, he'll start Trey Ike, a 6'3 junior, Gannon Soule, a 6'1 junior, Cooper Waterman, also a junior at 6'1, Jacob Winkelbauer, a 6'3 junior, and Chris Miljavik, a junior as well at 6'1. For Mound City, it'll be Creighton Raup, a sophomore at 5'10, Cole Gillenwater, a senior at 5'9, Brad Sutton, a 6'3 senior, Keaton Zimbles, also a senior at 5'10, and Chauncey Brown will be the starting five, a 6'3 sophomore for Coach Alan Ottman and the Mound City Panthers.
All right, we're a couple of minutes away from tipping it up on the next game, so we're going to step aside for another two-minute timeout. We'll be back in 2 minutes from Mound City here on Sunny 101.3.
Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinic of Falls City are proud to announce their newest medical staff member, Cassie Munoz Parsons. As a family nurse practitioner and psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner, Cassie will see behavior and mental health and substance use disorder patients at the clinic between 8 and 5 on Monday and Friday and 9 to 6 every Wednesday, as well as telehealth visits on Tuesdays. To make an appointment, call the clinic at 402-245-4475. Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinic in Falls City. Online at cmcfc.com.
Right now, new and current customers can get any phone for free at U.S. Cellular, so you can connect with all your family members this holiday season. You can even call your aunt, who always makes you talk to your cousin, who's a dog. Or, you know, maybe just send her a festive text. Get the gift of connection at U.S. Cellular. Get any phone free today. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
We value human connection with fewer distractions. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Visit your U.S. Cellular authorized agent, A1 Cellular, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
This holiday season, join us in making a difference in our community. Each year, Nemaha County Hospital proudly sponsors the Nemaha County Gives Back effort. This invaluable fundraiser provides food and gifts to our neighbors in need, right here in our own community. Every dollar raised stays local, impacting those who need it most. Your generous, tax-deductible donation can be made online at nemahacountyhospital.com. Let's make this holiday season a little brighter for everyone. Nemaha County Gives Back, because giving is the true spirit of the season.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
We welcome you back to Mound City as we're getting set for the second of three big games that we have for you. Up next, the Mound City Panthers taking on the Golden Eagles of Bishop LeBlanc in boys basketball action. Want to remind all of our listeners, especially back across the river to the west here, that our live coverage of Nebraska high school basketball will get underway this coming Friday night. We're going to get John Nixon back in the saddle as he's going to be at Sacred Heart when they host the Sterling Jets. That'll be a girl-boy doubleheader. The girls' games let the tip off sometime around 6 o'clock. Boys game to follow around 7:30. That'll be live from the Rowe Activity Center, and you'll hear live coverage of those games on our sister station, KTNC, AM 1230, FM 107.1, and, of course, online at mscsports.net. You just click on Listen Live and select KTNC when you want to listen to those ball games. Same goes for this tournament. Those of you listening in around the area, if you would like to share the broadcast with some friends, perhaps grandparents, aunts, uncles, someone living outside the area that might enjoy our live coverage of this Mound City tournament, give them a call right now. Tell them to go to mscsports.net. Click on Listen Live and select KLZA, and they'll be all set to go. They can listen free anywhere around the country. At the top of the hour, it is time for our legal ID. You're listening to KLZA-FM, Fall City, Nebraska, Sunny 101.3, as we are more commonly known, as we're ready to move into the second of three games that we have for you. My name is Randy Gatula. Tonight, sitting along Cody Swong. Glad to have Cody with me. Seth Tollefson is our producer-engineer back at the Sunny 101.3 studios. And without Seth pushing all the buttons in just all the right order, we can be out here, Cody, but nothing happens.
That's exactly right. Been there, done that. The other night, Mountain City, last night it was, got done late last night, came off a six-point loss. Chauncey Brown did lead the way last night with 20 points, and Keaton Zimble pitched in 13, so a lot of offense is going to be drove through those two players for Coach Alan Ottman and the Panthers.
I remember Chauncey Brown last year. He got some playing minutes as a freshman,
yeah,
and I commented then, I said, this young man has a bright future of basketball ahead of him. When he was playing as a freshman, now he's grown another inch. He's 6'3", and he's a sophomore. And as you said, he led him with 20 points last night. Had a good inside game, but as I recall, he come up and hit a couple of nice longer shots, too, in that ballgame.
Most definitely. On the flip side, LeBlanc got a win over Rockport on Monday night. They won 47-34, leading the way for the Golden Eagles. Monday night was Jacob Winkelbauer. He led the way with 19 points. And Trey Ike chipped in 9 for the Eagles and Coach Mitch Gears. So they look pretty good. They got some steals defensively. They're quick, and they like to dribble drive to the basket.
Having the introduction of starting lineups right now over the public address system. Right now we're meeting the LeBlanc players. Going to take a minute to adjust to this here again. LeBlanc wearing Mount City's colors. Fortunately, the Mount City Panthers in their white jerseys tonight with the purple and black numerals here. I like that a lot better than the purple on purple, Cody.
Yes, I am 100% with you.
Don't forget, we'll be back now later tonight. Leave your radio dial right here on Sunny 101.3 for the South Pole Boys and the Mid-Buchanan Dragons. That game is scheduled for a 9 o'clock tip-off. Right now, we are right on the button on schedule. This game started scheduled to start here at the top of the hour, so hopefully it won't be later than 9 o'clock. Be on the safe side. Just leave the radio here to Sunny, and you'll be all ready to go for that South Old Mid-Buchanan game later on tonight. All right, both teams getting their final instructions. We're about ready to get underway. Again, this is the Mountain City Panthers, the homestanding team here in this Mountain City Invitational. 65 years they've been getting together for this basketball tournament. That's an amazing thing to have here. Chauncey Brown will be in there to jump it up for Mountain City. He'll go up against Jacob Winkelbauer in the center circle for the Golden Eagles. Our official steps into the center circle. We're ready to get underway. Here's the tip, and it's going to be curled by Mount City. With the ball is Keaton Zimble. Zimble brings it across the timeline, looking at a man-to-man defense to open here for LeBlanc. Zimble goes to the right side, hands the ball up to Gillenwater. Cole Gillenwater lost the dribble. He's in trouble, needs help. Somebody's got to come and get the ball. Oh, it's going to be an over and back. No, it was touched by LeBlanc. Zimble comes up with the basketball, and he'll try to reset the offense. Right side of the free throw lane. Zimble driving layup. Couldn't get it. Partially blocked. Rebound's going to be brought down and cleared out underneath the basket by Ike. Down court on the dribble comes Cooper Waterman. Waterman with a bounce pass to the left side. Goes to Trey Ike. Ike works all the way around the right side of the lane. Kicks it into the corner. Deep right side. Three-pointer up and good. That was Sewell, right?
Yep. Gannon Sewell.
Gannon Sewell down deep in the corner. Nailed the three. 3-0 your score. LeWand on top. Mount City. Here's the pass tipped away. Fought for near midcourt. Everybody on the floor going after it. Moving toward the hoop. A whistle traveling is going to be called. Jacob Winkelbauer came out of all that traffic with the best. Basketball just could not get a dribble down fast enough there.
Great hustle by Bishop LeBlanc there. That was Sewell diving on the basketball first.
Now LeBlanc's going to be giving Mount City fits all the way up the floor here as they come to set it up. Cole Gillenwater out at the midcourt circle. Almost has the dribble away, and now it is stolen. Milchebeck takes it in for a driving layup and got it. Chris Milchebeck with the steal and the breakaway lay-in, and just like that, it's quickly 5-0. LeBlanc leading Mount City. Here's Zimble down court with a basketball for the Panthers all the way into the paint. A little floating shot up and good. Nice move by Keaton Zimble. Just put that over the defender. A little floater and dropped it in the hole. 5-2 your score. Quickly the other direction. Ball stripped away. Knocked out of bounds. Cooper Waterman tried to make a move to the bucket. Had it slapped away. Knocked out of bounds by Mound City. So it will stay with the Golden Eagles.
Just underway. 6:27 to play first quarter.
Cooper Waterman inbounds it to the right side to Winkelbauer. Top of the key. Here's a long three that's up and off. No good. That shot put up by Miljevic. It went out of bounds. Touch last on the baseline by Waterman. It'll be Mound City's basketball. 5-2 your score. Mound City trailing. Bishop LeBlanc, as Zembles brings the ball up court to set it for the Panthers. Zembles at the top of the key to the left side. Handling the ball on the left wing, that's Brad Sutton. Now inside the paint to the near side, into the hands of Chauncey Brown. Brown can't get to the basket. Finds Zembles. Zembles has to click it into the corner to Brad Sutton. Sutton back to the top of the key, Chauncey Brown. Brown, a cross-court pass going to be stolen away. Again, it's Miljevic for a driving lay-in. Up, good. Back-to-back lay-ins for Chris Miljevic on the steals. He's got 4 points, and it's 7-2 already. LeBlanc on top, 5:39 to play here in the first quarter. Zembles looking at the man-to-man defense. This is a in-your-back-pocket man-to-man defense. They are all over him on defense. Ball is loose on the floor. Everybody's after it in backcourt. It was knocked away there by Miljevic once again as he was going for his third steal in a row, Cody.
Yeah.
And the ball is ended up, I think, is still going to stay in possession of Mound City.
Yep, possession arrow is in Mound City. Excuse me. Bishop LeBlanc's favor going.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Okay, Bishop LeBlanc's going to get the ball. Sowell inbound it. Tosses it in at the top of the key to Waterman. Back to Sowell on the right elbow. Sowell almost has it knocked away from him by Roop was in there. Raup, is it?
Yeah, Raup.
Raup, left elbow. Waterman tries to take it for a driving layup as he approached the baseline from the left side. We got a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Mound City.
Foul's going to be called on Cole Gillenwater. On Gillenwater, his first personal foul, team foul number one.
So at the free throw line is Cooper Waterman. He'll be shooting two shots. The first one is up and good. Waterman with his first point of the night puts the score 8-2 now. LeBlanc on top. Cooper Waterman will have a second shot coming here. Takes aim. Second shot. This one rims off. The ball is fought for. Ike comes up with the rebound. Ike kicks it out to the top of the key. A long three that's up and off. No good by Miljevic. And the rebound pulled down for Mound City by Brad Sutton. Down court comes Keaton Zembles to set things up. Zembles inside the paint. Free throw line. Fall away jump shot. Comes up short. Misses everything. Goes out of bounds. It'll turn the basketball back over to the LeBlanc Golden Eagles.
4:48 to play here. First quarter. Mound City 2. LeBlanc 8.
Mid-Buchanan girls just arriving in the gym here at Mound City. Filing into the locker room down on the north end. Into forecourt with the ball. Miljevic handles it. Across court to the right side. Winkelbauer. All the way into the paint, Waterman. Waterman kicks it to the corner. Sowell left side for three, up and good. Gannon Sowell with his second three-pointer. Timeout taken on the floor. 4:29 to play here in the first period. 11-2, LeBlanc on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri has been a family-owned business for more than 30 years. They carry the largest inventory of corrugated plastic drainage tubing, fittings, and supplies in the Midwest. Plus, they're a large volume dealer of corrugated and smooth wall polyurethane pipe, PVC, and corrugated pipe and plastic IC welders. They custom fabricate drop inlets, hoods, baffles, and special size risers, too. For drainage supplies, see Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Well, we've played 3.5 minutes of this first period. Mound City has only managed one field goal by Keaton Zembles. Just 2 points on the board for the Panthers. They're going to have to get some offense going here, Cody. To Zembles, the give and go. They give it back to Zembles. He has the ball slapped away, knocked out of bounds under the basket by Cooper Waterman. Waterman touched it last. Panthers will have the ball. They'll trigger it in by Zembles. Baseline left side under his own backboard. Zembles, lob pass, puts it into the corner. Gets it down to Chauncey Brown. Brown is trapped down there. He comes up to Creighton Raup with it. Raup at the free throw line. Spin move in the paint. Fall away jump shot 10 feet out. Got it. Nice move by Creighton Raup in the paint there. 11-4. The lead is 7 now for LeBlanc with 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Here's a nice pass and feed to the right side. They got that ball over to Jacob Winkelbauer, and Winkelbauer knew what to do with it. Laid it off the glass and put it in the hole. 13-4. The lead is back to 9 now. in a lot of trouble handling the ball on the left side is Cole Gillenwater. Loses the dribble, gets it off to Keaton Zembles. Zembles works one-on-one against Waterman, takes it to the left side of the paint for a fall-away jumper, but a whistle and a blocking foul, I think, before the shot over there on the left side.
Foul's going to be called on Cooper Waterman. On Waterman, his first personal foul, team foul number one.
Not a shooting foul. They'll play it in on the baseline. Lob pass into Chauncey Brown. He's got the ball down deep in the corner left side. Give and go. They give it underneath the basket. Shot up. Follow shot up and good by Chauncey Brown. The first shot by Cole Gillenwater didn't go. Brown was there for the offensive putback and got the easy two. Here's a driving layup at the other end by Waterman. Ball is tipped around. Zimbos comes down with a rebound for Mound City. 13-6. The lead is trimmed to 7 now. LeBlond on top. Zembles for three from the corner. He got it. Keaton Zembles nails the three. He's got 5 points. Mound City has cut the lead to 4 now. 13-9. Just under 3 minutes to play here in the first quarter. 2:54 on the clock. Around the horn, Sowell on the right side. Sowell, that is. Sowell feeds it back up to Winklebauer. Winklebauer, left wing, Sowell. Sowell for a long three off the rim. That ball is tipped around. Everybody after it. Ike comes up with the offensive rebound. Ike will reset the offense. Gives it to the top of the key to Waterman. Here's a shot on the baseline underneath that won't go. That shot launched by Winklebauer, and the rebound come down to Zebels. 2:25 to go here in the first period. 13-9. Mound City down by 4. LeBlond on top. Sutton hands the ball to Raup. Creighton Ralph, just a sophomore at 5'10". Oh, nice spin move. He'll have a fall-away jumper, and the paint that rimmed in and out of there wouldn't go for him. The rebound to Winklebauer. Winklebauer down to Waterman in a hurry. Left side, long three up and off. That won't drop for Miljevic. Rebound Mound City, pushes it the other direction. Down court comes Zembles. He'll launch a long three. It sets on the rim, won't fall. Rebound to Winklebauer. Winklebauer, outlet pass quickly, Waterman. Waterman down in a hurry. This is fast-paced basketball. Whistle and a foul is going to be called on the far end down here. What do you got?
We got an offensive foul on Trey Ike for Bishop LeBlanc. His first, team foul number 2.
So a minute 51 to go here now in the first period. 4-point lead. Checking into the ball game, Rowan Durr into the lineup. Durr checking in, replacing Gillenwater. And with the basketball, it comes to the right side, Creighton Raup. Raup dribbles to the baseline, can't get to the basket, has to back it out deep into the corner right side, gives to Brown. Brown at the free throw line, fall away 10-foot jumper, it's not there. Ball's going to go out of bounds, and it'll belong to LeBlond.
1:32 left to play first quarter, 13-9. Bishop LeBlond in front of the Mount City Panthers here.
Earlier it was a 10-point lead. They managed to trim it to 4. They've had 2 trips down the floor with a chance to chip away at that 4-point lead and have come up empty-handed on their last 2 trips. There's a driving laying this up and off, no good. The ball's going to go out of the bounds off the fingertips of Keaton Zembles on the baseline. So LeBlond will have it on the baseline under their own basket to inbound it, leading 13-9 with a minute 19 to play here in the first period. Waterman to lob it in to Ike. Ike with a shot up, got it. That was a nice pass and a nice response by Trey Ike as he gets his first 2 points of the ball game. Back to a 6-point lead, 15-9, 1:09 to go in the first quarter. On the baseline left side, the ball is tipped away, knocked out of bounds. Trying to move toward the bucket under there was Rowan Durr. He had the ball knocked away from him. Here's David Youngbluth into the lineup now. Youngbluth in for the Golden Eagles. Inbounding the pass on the baseline will be Keaton Zembles for the Panthers. Zembles, he's going to have to hurry. Now lobs it all the way up top up here to Rowan Durr. Durr gets it into the corner. The ball nearly dribbled away from Raup down there. Now Raup is tied up. I think he stepped on the baseline. That's going to turn the ball back over to LeBlond.
He did. Lost the handle on it. Subbing into the game for Mound City comes Gage Knapp, the senior, 6'2" senior checking in for Mound City.
In replacing Brad Sutton. Sutton taking a breather here. 59 seconds to play first period. A 6-point lead for LeBlond, 15-9. Eagles with the basketball. To the near side, Ike handles it. Ike finds Waterman, back to Ike in the paint, driving layup. Ike got it. Nice move to the bucket. Trey Ike with his second layup. He's got 4 points, and the lead is back to 8 at 17-9 with 35 seconds to play here in the first period. Mound City's Keaton Zembles on the dribble. Zembles was double-teamed for a minute. Goes to the corner right side, feeds it down to Gage Knapp. Knapp comes back to Raup. Raup got a shove down here in the corner. That foul, I'm sure, is going to go on Sowell.
Gannon Sowell is going to pick up his first personal personal foul, team foul number 3, but we have 25 seconds left to go. Stepping into the game for LeBlanc, Satchel Studer for the first time, replacing Sal.
That one was pretty obvious even from up here. Inbounding the pass, they toss it in is Raup, and the inbound pass stolen away. Quickly down court comes Waterman. He wants to take it all the way. Lost the handle on it. Then it got away. Tried to recover it himself, and it still got away. Turned it over with 16 seconds to go here in the first period. 17-9. The lead is 8 for LeBlanc. 13 seconds as Zimbels crosses the timeline to set it up here. They're going to play for one shot, 8 seconds, 7 seconds. Zimbels a little bit too casual here. Time getting away from him, 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Zimbels may have to just force something up. They didn't get a shot off. Too much dribbling, not enough shooting there. After one quarter, LeBlanc leads it 17-9. We're back in 1 minute, 60-second break on Sunny 101.3.
Northwest Ag Services would like to support the area teams. If your game is farming, Northwest Ag Services of Mound City wants to help you get the most out of your land. Randy Howell and Drew Thomas and the rest of the staff are there to help you reach your high-yield goals. Contact Northwest Ag Services of Mound City. Northwest Ag Services supports all the area teams for a great high school sports season.
Farmers State Bank is proud to be your community bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, and Maitland. With regional strength and a local advantage, they're committed to serving your financial needs through qualified, individualized customer service. Visit fscbank.com to learn more. Best of luck to all the players and coaches in tonight's game from everyone at the Farmers State Bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, and Maitland. Farmers State Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender, NMLS number 430503.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
City High School, I'm Randy Gatula, Cody Schwung alongside Seth Tollefson, tonight's producer-engineer for this presentation. We're ready to move to second quarter action. Mound City trailing LeBlanc 17-9. Here's Cody.
Mound City with the basketball, starting the second quarter. Zimbels has it for the Panthers. Top of the key, he goes to the left side to Durr. Durr will hold it there. Now dribbles through traffic, gets his move to the basket, up off the glass, won't go down. Rebounded by Davis Youngbluth. Youngbluth ahead to Ike. Ike to the hoop on the left side, up on the block, won't go down on the shot. Rebound comes down to Chauncey Brown for Mound City. Back the other way in a hurry. Chauncey Brown picks up his dribble. Back outside it goes to Raup. He can't get the three-pointer to go down. Defensive rebound for LeBlanc. Trey Ike into the front court for the Eagles. Studer. Studer will have it. He'll dribble drive to the paint. And on the drive, he's going to get called for traveling. It'll be a turnover to Mound City. Back into the game for the Panthers. Cole Gillenwater checking back in. He'll replace Creighton Raup. Now Zimbels doesn't have anybody to pass it to in the backcourt. Waiting for a point guard. Now it's going to be turned over. That's not what you want if you're a Panthers fan, Randy.
Oh, my. Turnover on an uncontested inbound pass. There was full court pressure, but they didn't even contest the pass. Just got away out of bounds on them.
Oh. Davis Youngbluth will throw it in for the Eagles. He'll inbound it. Now on the dribble drive to the basket. Up and good. Logan Grable, who just checked into the game for Bishop LeBlanc. He has 2 points. Logan Grable with the basket.
That's as sweet a move as you're going to see all night.
Zimbels loses the handle on it. Ball is loose on the floor right in front of the Bishop LeBlanc bench. Jump ball is the call. Possession arrow is going to be going to Bishop LeBlanc. 7:05 left to go second quarter. Trey Ike will throw it in right in front of the Bishop LeBlanc bench. Logan Grable will maintain the point guard duties. He'll bring it across the timeline. Off to the left side, Youngbluth. Youngbluth dribbles at the top of the key. Top of the key now to Winkelbauer on the right side. He'll hand it back to Grable. Now moving the basketball from right to left. It ends up in the hands of Satchel Studer. Studer will have it on the left wing. Inside post touch. Cross-court pass to Youngbluth from Ike. Youngbluth will fire the three. Shot, they're going to say no good on the shot.
Whistle sounded before he launched the shot. I think there was a foul away from the ball.
So now they're going to say basket's going to be good.
The whistle clearly sounded before the shot, though.
Basket's good.
Okay.
Youngbluth is going to get credited for the basket. Let's see what happens here.
That was a three also, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Yep, Davis Youngbluth. Foul's going to be called on Trey Ike underneath the basket after the shot, they're going to say. Ike's going to pick up his second personal foul, team foul number one of this second quarter.
That's an interesting reversal because the whistle clearly sounded before the shot, and the official came out and said, no shot. The referee out here decided to award the three-point bucket.
Yep. 22-9. The Mound City Panthers find themselves trailing here. Gillenwater on the attack. Left elbow jump shot won't go down. There's Gage Knapp with the rebound. He'll hand it back to Zimbles. Zimbles picks up his dribble in a bad spot on the court. Bottom right corner. Now a kick out to Chauncey Brown for three at the top of the key. Won't go down. Cleared out of there by Davis Youngblood for the Blonde Eagles. Cross-court pass, right side. This is Grable on the dribble drive. Tried to dish it off to Winklebauer. It's going to be stolen away by Cole Gillenwater, so it'll be Panther basketball coming back towards our right into the court here as we sit. Chauncey Brown with the basketball. He finds Rowan Durr for three in the left corner. Won't fall. Rebound cleared out of there by Winklebauer. Winklebauer off to Davis Youngblood. Youngblood to Waterman. Waterman for three from the right wing. That goes down. And it's 25-9. Bishop of Bonds in front here. 5:42 to play second quarter. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Prime Healthcare believes quality care starts in your own communities with family taking care of family. The trained and compassionate staff will make your loved one feel right at home and set your mind at ease knowing your loved one is in good hands. Prime Healthcare offers long and short-term care and rehabilitation therapy. Contact Oregon Care Center in Oregon, Pleasant View Center in Rockport, or Tiffany Heights in Mound City to schedule a tour, meet the team, and let our Prime family become a little part of your family.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Welcome back to Mound City High School. It is 25-9 in the second quarter here with 5:42 left to play. Bishop LeBond in front here. Stay tuned. We will have a game here for you later on this evening. The 9 o'clock game will feature the South Holt Knights versus the Mid-Buchanan Dragons around 9 o'clock. Just keep that radio tuned in, Sunny 101.3, and we'll have one more basketball game for you here later on this evening. Back to live action is the Panthers basketball now. Keaton Zimbles, top of the key at the volleyball spike line. Left side it goes Durr. Rowan Durr dribbles to the top of the key, uses his dribble, now passes it to Gillenwater on the right side. Outside it goes Knapp. Now the ball is loose, diving for it. Now the whistle and a foul is going to be called on one of the two players diving for that ball. See who they call that one on. Probably, I think it must be Mound City because it's going to be going to Bishop LeBond here.
Foul's going to be on Cole Gillenwater. That's his second personal, first team foul of the quarter against Mound City. Boy, Gage Knapp had his left arm in a precarious position down here when they came diving after. I was glad to see him pull that thing out of there and be okay.
Top of the key, Waterman on the other end for three. Top of the key, won't go down. Rebound by Gage Knapp. Outlet pass to Zimbles. Zimbles to the top of the key. Right side it goes. Left side, that is. Chauncey Brown uses his dribble, gets underneath the hoop. Whistle and a foul is going to be called underneath the hoop. It'll be out of bounds underneath their basket.
And pressuring defense down there by Satchel Studer. Studer picks up his first personal, team foul number two of the quarter on LeBlond. Ralph is back into the lineup now. Ralph coming in to replace Rowan Durr. Who else came off the bench?
Brad Sutton is in once again. And Jackson Cruz for Bishop LeBond. Here's an inside pass to Brad Sutton. Up and good on the turnaround jumper in the paint after the lob pass on the inbound. 4:56 to play. It's 25-11. Bishop LeBond in front of the Panthers here. Left side with the basketball is Logan Grable for Bishop LeBond. Top of the key it goes to Cruz. Now here's a three-pointer by Miljavik. Chris Miljavik will fire the three. Won't go down. Offensive rebound. Long rebound. Ends up in the hands of Youngblood for the Eagles. Another possession for Bishop LeBond. Davis Youngblood will dribble to the paint. Nice pass off to Jackson Cruz. That's a great, great assist.
And
by Davis Youngblood.
To Cruz's credit, he was ready for it.
He was. Went up with the shot, made it.
He could have got caught watching the game, really.
Gillenwater for three. Top of the key on the other end. Won't fall. Chris Miljavik will clear it for the Eagles. Ahead to Grable. Underneath the hoop on the left side. Back out to Miljavik. He'll fire another three. One of them's got to go. He's shot five or six of them. I would think one of them's going to fall here for Miljavik. Back the other way come the Panthers after the defensive rebound. Zimbles with the basketball. Between the legs, cross court pass to Gillenwater. They tried to get it to Sutton underneath the hoop. Now it's going to be stolen away by Davis Youngbluth, and Davis Youngbluth is going to get called for carrying the basketball as he was trying to make his next move right in front of the Panther student section over there.
27-11, LeBlond on top, 3 minutes 45 seconds to play here in the second quarter in Mound City.
Gillenwater hands it back to Zimbles after the inbound pass. Zimbles will walking across the timeline, looking to set up the offense. Coach Alan Ottman up off the bench, directing orders. Now into the paint, Gillenwater up off the glass and good. After a nice assist from Keaton Zimbles, Gillenwater gets the bucket. Zimbles with the assist. Now the other way comes Waterman. Finds Cruz. Twice in a row, Jackson Cruz is on the receiving end of a nice assist from one of his teammates. Cruz scores again with the easy one, 29-13. Bishop LeBlond in front here. Back the other way comes Zimbles. Zimbles will hand it to Creighton Raup. Raup to the hoop. Oh, has an open lane. Puts the shot up, and it goes. And the foul. Raup hits the deck. The shot goes. He'll go to the line for an and-one opportunity. That'll be Raup's second field goal on the evening. Foul's going to be caught on Bishop LeBlond. I don't know who they'll tag that one on yet.
Looks like maybe Cruz.
They're going to say Cruz.
And Cruz, that's his first.
Jackson Cruz will pick up number one. Ralph's free throw up off the front iron. Just kind of faded away from a shot there. Didn't fall. Off the front iron, won't go down. Now here's another nice pass to Cruz, but he can't finish this one. Waterman found Cruz underneath the basket once again. Left the shot just a little bit short. 29-15, 2:50 to play here in the second quarter. Zimbles hands it to Gillenwater on the left side. Looking for Ralph. Ralph now will use his dribble to the top of the key. Moving around and gives up in the hands of Gage Knapp. Knapp will hand it to Gillenwater. Trying to penetrate the defense. Gillenwater will lose it. Now it's fought for. People on the deck. Foul's going to be called on Mound City, I believe.
It'll be on Brad Sutton. On Sutton, that'll be his first personal. And that's team foul number two of the quarter on Mound City. 2:33 to go here in the first half. 29-15. LeBlond on top.
Sutton was trying to go after that basketball, just got a little bit too aggressive, gets called for the foul. On the other end are the Bishop LeBlond Eagles. Right side, again, Soul checks back in. He goes to the top of the key with it to Jackson Cruz. Now off to the left side to Chris Miljavik. To Waterman. Oh, good defensive play by Cole Gillenwater. Gillenwater got the steal, and then a foul is going to be called, I believe, on Waterman as Gillenwater was headed down the court. Are they going to tag?
Well, let's see who they give the ball to. The foul's going to go on Gillenwater.
Huh.
Well, look, I thought he had a clean steal over there. That'll be his third personal, team foul number three of the quarter.
I was mistaken.
On Mound City.
All right, Bishop LeBlond basketball. Jackson Cruz with it at the top of the key, off to Waterman. Waterman will dribble to the free throw line. Now passes it top key to Winklebauer. Winklebauer will hand it off to Miljavik, who will fire a three. Miljavik nails the three. 7 points in the ball game now for Chris Miljavik, and on the inbound pass, they're going to call Mound City for stepping over the in line.
Boy, they had
to be turned over to Bishop LeBlond.
Had the misfire earlier on the uncontested inbound pass that went out of bounds. Now the unforgivable stepping on the in line on the inbound.
Yeah, two unforced turnovers, unfortunately. It goes to the free throw line to Chauncey Brown for the Panthers. Now Ralph's going to lose it off his foot, stolen away by Cruz. Cruz ahead to Wink the rebound and the putback. Jackson Cruz, 6 points underneath.
Yeah, he's making the most of his limited minutes. He got in here and he already has 6 points.
Jackson Cruz, a junior as well on this team. Now Winklebauer is going to steal it away. Now here's a nice pass to Gannon Soul, up and good. So Soul scores. One thing about this Bishop LeBlond Eagles team, they're not afraid to share the ball when they have the opportunity. Back the other way comes Keaton Zimbles, and he nails a three from the left wing. Ball bounced on the rim, then decided to fall in. Zimbles knocks down another triple, his second of the first half. Timeout on the court, 36-18. The Bishop LeBlond Eagles in front. We'll be back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
105 showing to play on the clock here in the first half. 36-18. The LeBlanc Golden Eagles have doubled up the score now on the Mound City Panthers. Remember, once again, at 9 o'clock tonight, we'll have the Southold Boys taking on the Mid-Buchanan Dragons. That'll be right here on Sunny 101.3. Teams coming out of the timeout here, a little bit slow breaking that huddle, are the LeBlanc Golden Eagles. Mitch is wanting to have a few final words with his players. Can have a lot of things to critique when you're up 36-18.
Trying to get some things just ironed out.
Our coaches are always looking to fine-tune things.
100%, especially this early in the season.
Yeah.
With the basketball, will be Jackson Cruz at the top of the key. He'll go to the right side to Waterman. Waterman inside pass to Winkelbauer. Cross-court pass, left wing three-pointer by Gannon Soul. Up and good. His third three-pointer in the first half. He's got 11 points on the night. 43 seconds to play here, second quarter. Scoreboard shows 39-18. Bishop LeBlanc in front. Now Ralph on the dribble to the basket. Has it stolen away by Jackson Cruz. Jackson Cruz, coast to coast. Can't get the shot to go down. Offensive rebound by Winkelbauer. He can't make it. And then on the rebound by Rowan Durr is going to be a jump ball called. Possession arrow is going to stay with Mound City this time. 29 seconds to play here, second quarter now. Rowan Durr will trigger it in after forcing the jump ball. On the rebound, Keaton Zimbles will rock it across the timeline for the Panthers. Clock's down to 20 seconds. Looking to make a few complete the basket here before the end of the half.
End of the first quarter, they dribbled it out and didn't get the shot off. Let's see if they learn from that experience.
Waited a little too long. Oh, there's a good look. Oh, I thought Brown had a look at three there. He'll opt out. Back to Zimbles in the right corner for three. Won't go down. There was Brown on the offensive rebound. He's going to be fouled as he was trying to shoot that basketball. I believe he might go to the line for two shots here. We'll see. Nope, they're going to stay on the floor. On the floor, 3.1 seconds to play here in the first half. 39-18, Bishop LeBlanc in front.
Miljavec charged with the personal.
Miljavec. Now a little discussion from the referees once again. They are going to stay on the floor. So Creighton Ralph's going to take it out. Creighton Ralph's going to take the ball out for Mound City. Looks to throw it in to Chauncey Brown. Brown, 1 second, and that's going to take us to halftime once again. Our halftime score, Bishop LeBlanc 39, Mound City 18. We'll take a two-minute break, come back, and look at the first half stat. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfia.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care are proudly owned by Johnson County Hospital. Our family practice including Drs. Ben Beal, Zach Templemeyer, Grant Salzgaber, and physician's assistants Elizabeth Gobber, Sarah Sharples, and Katie Grease offer services from wellness visits to acute care, working together for better health care and supporting happy, healthy lifestyles. I am Lisa Boer, Clinic Manager of Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care, inviting you to call 402-335-2811 to visit about your health care needs.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Our halftime show is presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. Contact them online at highlandcc.edu.
Well, our first half score, Bishop LeBlanc leading the Mount City Panthers, 39-18 our score here at the half. Looking at the individual numbers for the Mount City Panthers, Keaton Zebels leads the way. He has 8 points at halftime. He scored 13 in the game last night. Adding 4 points is Creighton Raup, 2 points for Cole Gillenwater. Brad Sutton has 2, and Chauncey Brown with just 2 points for their total of 18. From the free throw line, Mount City only shot 1, and they missed it. 0-for-1 from the charity stripe for Mount City. Looking at the numbers for the LeBlanc Golden Eagles, they have 1 player in double figures at halftime. That's Gannon Sowell. Sowell hit 3 trays, also a deuce. He has 11. With 7 points at halftime is Chris Miljavec on a tray and 2 deuces. Adding 4 points each are Trey Ike as well as Cooper Waterman. They each had 4. 3 points in the ball game for Davis Youngbluth. He added 3. 2 points for Jacob Winkelbauer. And down here at the bottom, I think I didn't miss Jackson Cruz with 6. So their total is 39 points. From the free throw line, the Knights only shot 2 free throws. They made 1 out of 2. So free throws didn't really play a big part in the first half of this one. Only 3 shot as both teams together, 1 for 3 from the line. It's halftime, 39-18, our halftime score. The LeBlanc Eagles leading the Mount City Panthers. Coming up at 9 o'clock, our nightcap, the South Old Boys, facing Mid-Buchanan. Right now, we're going to step aside for a 2-minute timeout, update you with the latest weather forecast, another 2 minutes, and then we'll be back with third quarter action right after this on Sunny 101.3.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their AFC-certified mechanic. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate the big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair asks that everyone take a moment to remember the sacrifices of the brave men and women who have valiantly fought to make America the greatest nation on earth. The staff at Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair wants to say thank you to all veterans, past and present, for serving our country. Call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair for all of your truck and tractor repair needs to keep your equipment performing. 402-245-2908.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Meteorology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Lows dip down to about 29 tonight under overcast skies. Southerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Highs level off around 42 tomorrow. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. A mixture of precipitation likely tomorrow night. Lows level off around 27. Cloudy skies expected. About an inch of snow tomorrow night through Friday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Currently here at Sunny 101.3, outside we've got 42 degrees, clear skies, as winds out of the south between 10 and 15 miles an hour. Your halftime score of game number 2, the LeBlanc boys leading Mound City 39-18. Second half action coming up right after this here on Sunny 101.3.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Get involved in community service. Become an active member of a service organization or church group. Our community is a great place to live. All of us at Frontier Bank are working together to create a powerful force for the good of the community. There's no greater gift than a gift of giving.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC. An equal housing lender in Fall City.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Halftime back here at Mound City, 39-18. LeBlanc leading the Mound City Panthers. Later tonight, the South Hole Boys versus Mid-Buchanan. Then we'll be back here Friday and Saturday, depending on the outcome of the pool play here for girls' third place in championship and boys' third place in championship. We'll have an announcement for you sometime tomorrow. Just check my Facebook page, Randy Gatula, or the Sunny 101.3 Facebook page, and we'll announce those ball games that we'll be having for you Friday and Saturday. Also, of course, John Nixon will pass that information along to you on the air during local sports on Sunny 101.3 and KTMC. Next Friday night, it'll be the Sacred Heart Irish hosting the Sterling Jets coming up December 1st, Friday night. John Nixon will have the call on our sister station, KTNC. We hope you'll join us for that. And I'll have lots of basketball back here on Sunday the following weekend on the 7th and 8th, Auburn at Elmwood Murdoch, Johnson County Central at Syracuse, and then we roll right into the holidays. Lots of basketball between now and Christmas. All right, getting set to move to third quarter action here. Again, 39-18, LeBlanc with a commanding lead right now over the homestanding Mound City Panthers. It'll be LeBlanc's basketball to start this third quarter. The inbound pass comes into Cooper Waterman. He looks at a man-to-man defense from the Mound City Panthers. Waterman works to the right side with a bounce pass underneath to Ike, and Ike lays it off the glass, up and good. And that was almost too easy. A quick 2 points there for LeBlanc. 41-18 our score. Eaton Zebels down court now will run the offense for Mound City. Zebels moves out to the right elbow, pulls up for a three. Got it. That was a sweet-looking shot. Eaton Zebels in double figures. He's got 11 points as he nailed a three from the right elbow. He was a couple of feet back of the arc when he put that one up, Cody. On the other direction, this is Sowell with the basketball. Sowell feeds it up top to Winkelbauer. Winkelbauer tried to put a pass to Ikes. It's tipped away. Ikes touched it last, and so the basketball is going to belong to Mound City. Panthers get it back down by 20, 41-21. Inbound pass comes into Keaton Zembles. Zembles guarded by Cooper Waterman in the man-to-man defense. Zembles gets away from him, kicks it to the corner. Raup. Raup puts up kind of a desperation three off the rim that doesn't go. And there with the rebound is Jacob Winkelbauer. Down court in a hurry. They come with the basketball in the paint, driving laying up off the glass and good by Cooper Waterman. Waterman has 6 points in the ballgame. 43-21 the score. 6:49 to play here in the third quarter. Keaton Zembles, his Panthers now down by 22. Lob pass on the baseline left side, up off the glass and good. Nice shot there by Cole Gillenwater. He's got four in the ballgame. Long down court pass, fast break off the glass. Easy basket on the baseline by Winklebauer. He's got four. Boy, LaPlante answered that one quickly.
Really quickly.
Keaton Zembles gives the ball to the right side. The pass goes over to Sutton. Into the corner, open look, right side baseline for three, up and good by Cole Gillenwater. Gillenwater nails a three, he's got seven, five right here.
Sutton.
That was Sutton that got that one?
Yep.
Thank you. We'll correct it here in a moment. Ike with the basketball. At the top of the key, they come to the right side. On the dribble, Sowell puts it underneath. This is Ike off the glass and couldn't get it. A fight for it. Ike with a foul shot still won't go, and we've got a foul. That was Sutton that nailed that three a moment ago, not Gillenwater.
Winklebauer is going to pick up the foul for Bishop LeBlanc. It'll be Mount City basketball. There's Zimbles down there alone with no point guard once again on the inbound.
The last time this happened, they ended up throwing the ball away. Nobody down there to inbound it, and they threw it out of bounds. This time he gets help. Coming down is Cole Gillenwater. 5:50 to go here in the third quarter. 45-26 your score. This is Raup with the basketball. Raup on the baseline underneath. Bounce pass across to the left side to Sutton. Sutton with a fall-away jump shot off the rim doesn't go. And the rebound quickly down court. The other direction coming with the ball is Waterman. Cooper Waterman penetrates into the paint. Over to Ike. 12-foot jumper. Up and good. Trey Ike has two baskets here in this quarter. He now has 8 points. 5:19 to go, third period. Zembles into forecourt, left side, Creighton, Raup. Raup gets the ball right back from Zembles. He'll put up a long three that's off no good. Zembles gets knocked to the floor. The rebound pulled down by Winklebauer. Outlet pass from Winklebauer. Down court, long three, left side, up and good by Miljevic. That's his second three of the night. He's in double figures with 10. Timeout taken on the floor with 5 minutes to play in the third period. It's 50-26. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Allen and the staff at Yoakum Service on East 2nd in Mound City would like to wish the Mound City Panthers success in today's game. The Mound City Panthers and Yoakum Service are two winning teams. Farmers, in order to have a great growing season, team up with Yoakum Service. They have the chemicals to keep your crops healthy and the fertilizer to produce a record crop. Yoakum Service. See them in Mound City today.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
The scoreboard on the wall here at Mound City High School says 50-26. LeBlanc leading the homestanding Mound City Panthers. LeBlanc led this thing 17-9 after one quarter. They were up 39-18 at halftime. Now at the 5 minute mark of the third stanza, 50-26. LeBlanc on top. Mound City, Raup with the basketball to the left side to Zembles. Zembles double team for a moment. Comes over into the corner left side to Gage Knapp is in the ball game, saving the ball from going over on the over and back. Oh, they're going to get over and back on the pass back. And that's after a great effort to chase it down by Zembles, getting it back into forecourt to Rowan Durr. Durr threw it right back to him in backcourt, over and back.
Unfortunate turn of events.
Yeah, kind of mental mistakes here that are uncharacteristic of Mound City basketball over the years. They're working on it, I'm sure. Inside to Ike. Ike got shoved by Raup. Doesn't matter. Scored with it anyway. Ike got a pretty good push there from Raup. And now Trey Ike is in double figures. He's got 10 points. And it's 52-26. The score is doubled up now on the Panthers. With the ball in the left wing for Mound City, that's Gage Knapp. Knapp gives it back to Gillenwater. Driving layup. Gillenwater can't get it. Look at the defensive effort there on the boards by LeBlanc. In a hurry down court with the ball is Waterman. Cooper Waterman penetrates into the paint. He's going to be fouled on the floor, and it'll be LeBlanc's basketball.
Foul's going to be caught on Cole Gillenwater. On Gillenwater, I think that's number four.
Should be his fourth foul, first team foul of the period. Into the lineup now for Mound City comes Brad Sutton. Sutton checks in for Gillenwater, who is in foul trouble with four fouls. Here's the inbound pass. Long shot, Miljevic for three, doesn't go. It's tipped around, everybody going after the rebound. Let's see who this one's going on. Going to be Jacob Winklebauer is going to get tagged for it.
Yep, Winklebauer is going to be his second personal foul, team foul number two.
3:56 to go here now in the third quarter. With the dribble comes Keaton Zembles into forecourt. Kicks it out to the right wing. Baseline in the corner. Oh, nice pass underneath. He fed it under to Gage Knapp, but as Knapp went up for the shot, he got hammered from behind. Gage Knapp's going to be at the line where he'll be shooting two shots.
Foul's going to be called on the Eagles. On the Eagles, Trey Ike. His third personal foul, team foul number three.
At the free throw line. Knapp, shot is up, off, no good. Gage Knapp will have a second attempt. He has not scored yet this evening. Here's another attempt to opportunity for him to get into the scorebook. Into the ballgame now, Logan Grable checking in for LeBlanc. Grable in replacing Waterman. Second free throw up and off also, but what happened here?
Just went out of bounds. Stay with Mount City.
Okay, touch last by LeBlanc. So Knapp misses a pair of free throws. Mound City will inbound it. Keaton Zembles to inbound the pass. Baseline on the left side of his own backboard here. Down 52-26 are the Panthers. Inbound to Knapp. There's a pass stolen away by Ike. Ike, two-on-one fast break. Feeds it across nicely. The lay-in up and good. Give Ike the assist. Who got the basket?
Gantle.
That was Sowell with the lay-in. Ike with a nice job on the assist to get the basketball into his hands right under the basket. Zembles trying to dribble through some traffic himself here. Forces up a shot over the defender, gets knocked to the floor. Zembles drew the foul. He'll be at the line where he'll be shooting two shots here for Mound City.
Foul's going to be caught on Bishop LeBlanc Winkelbauer, his third personal foul, team foul number four, sending Zembles to the line.
Zembles at the line here. Let's see. Keaton has not shot a free throw yet tonight. He does have 11 points in the ballgame. First free throw is up and good. Keaton Zembles now with 12 for the Panthers. Back into the game is Young Bluth along with Jackson Cruz. Cruz is going to make the most of his minutes again here. Limited time, but he was very active while he was in there. Zembles' second free throw is up. It's short off the front of the rim, and the rebound comes down to LeBlanc. Quickly, Miljevic into the paint, takes it all the way for the floater, couldn't get it, rebound, follow shot, put back up, and I just talked about Jackson Cruz. There he is for the rebound, the put back. He's got 8 points, and he's going to go to the line for the and one.
Foul's going to be called on Brad Sutton. On Sutton, his second personal foul, team foul number two.
So at the free throw line, Jackson Cruz. Limited time, but he makes the most of his minutes. He has 8 already. Does a good job down there on the offensive boards and the putback. Cruz is a 6-foot junior. Ready for the free throw. It's on the way up. This one is off the back of the iron. Couldn't get it with the rebound. Taken down and controlled by LeBlanc. LeBlanc with the basketball. On the dribble now, Logan Grable in the lineup. Just came off the bench. Grable gives it up to Hovey around the horn out to the left side. Inside the paint, fall away shot off the back iron, doesn't go. Rebound pulled away by Brad Sutton. Sutton with the outlet pass and down court comes Creighton Ralph with the ball for Mound City. Ralph kicks it out to the right elbow. Down deep in the corner, right side. In traffic, left elbow, three on the way up and good. Nailing the three was Rowan Durr, his first points of the night. Durr just made that look easy. Rowan Durr with a three from here in the corner on the left side. Now down court, Miljevic. Miljevic working with a spin move in the paint. Little short jumper comes up short. Rebound Mound City, taken away, stolen. Follow shot up, put back, won't go. That's Mr. Cruz again. He has a way for being around those rebounds, doesn't he, Cody? All right. Mound City down court. On the attack comes Zembles with the ball. 2 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Zembles gives it up to Rowan Durr. Durr wants to go inside the paint, takes it all the way for the layup, but then a whistle and a foul comes on the floor before the shot, I think. Should put him to the line, though. We're past the 5 fouls here.
Foul's going to be called on Chris Miljevic. His second personal foul, team foul, number 5.
So at the free throw line, shooting 2 shots, is Rowan Durr. He has 3 points on a tray tonight. First free throw is up and good. Durr will have a second free throw coming here. Let's see. We've got taking a seat right now for LeBlanc. Coming out is Miljevic. He's going to finish with 10 points tonight. Got a big round of applause from the faithful following him. Second shot for Rowan Durr is up and good also. Got them both. He's got 5 points. 56-32 your score now with a minute 48 to play here. Still in the third period. To the right elbow. Ball comes over to Logan Grable. Grable has lost the dribble. A cross-court pass goes to Youngbluth. Youngbluth can't get a look at it. Up to Mr. Cruz at the top of the key. This is Studer. Studer in traffic. May have been fouled there at the free throw line before the shot.
Foul's going to be called on Chauncey Brown. On Chauncey is first personal foul. Team foul number three.
Down to 90 seconds to play here in the third quarter. 56-32. This is Logan Grable. Grable threads the needle under the basket. Here's a three from the left wing, and the ball stuck between the backboard. That's the first one of the year.
Yep.
We see that two or three times a year. The ball just gets stuck up there. Now somebody's going to have to jump up and knock it loose. There we go. Good job getting after that one. Knocking the ball away by Chauncey Brown. Into the ball game for Mound City. Cole Gillenwater checks back in, replacing Gage Knapp now for the Panthers. Down to 1:23 to play here in this quarter. Mound City's basketball. Keaton Zembles. In the paint, free throw line, turnaround, fall away, jump shot, free throw line up and off, no good, rebound, Studer. Studer wants to take it all the way, coast to coast, puts a layup up, can't get it. Ball is tipped around, Mount City comes up with it, he may have stepped on the baseline. Semble's got the basketball, but stepped on the baseline in doing so.
Minute four to play here, third quarter, 56-32. Bishop LeBond in front of the Mount City Panthers.
LeBond will have it back with Studer to inbound it. They toss the ball in the corner, waiting to lob it in. Took his time. Studer gets the inbound pass in the corner. Up to Soule. Soule to the right side. Youngbluth. Youngbluth can't get to the basket. Got trapped on the baseline. Now Grable with it. Grable driving layup off the glass. Doesn't go. Rebound Cruz. Follow shot. He missed one under there. He's pretty much Mr. Reliable. There's a nice block shot by Chauncey Brown. And the basketball grabbed up by Ralph. Ralph wants to come on the attack here. Puts a free throw line jumper up that's off and no good. Grable saves it from going out of bounds. Tosses it into Cruz. Cruz feeds his teammate to the left elbow. Here's a tray coming from the left wing that's short off the front of the rim. Rebound Chauncey Brown. Brown to the lead man out to Roop. And Roop puts a shot up. A whistle, a foul. I think they're going to let Creighton shoot two here.
They got the bucket. Count the bucket.
Oh, he went down for it.
It did.
So he got it to fall. He'll have the and one coming. Who's the foul on?
Foul's going
to
be called on Lane Hovey. On Hovey's first personal foul.
All right. So at the line, shooting one shot, Creighton Roop. Looks to the basket. The shot's on the way. It's good. Right down the center. Nothing but nylon there. 56-35 your score. 17 seconds to play here in the third period. LeBlanc down court to the right side with the pass. Ball comes over to the near side to Youngbluth. Around the horn, top of the key, at the paint. That's Grable. Grable feeds it in. Stolen away. Coming up with a steal, Chauncey Brown. He's going to run out of time here. No shot. And after three quarters of play, the LeBlanc Golden Eagles lead the Mount City Panthers 56-35. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Golden Triangle Energy is a manufacturer of grain-neutral spirits and other ethanol products in Craig, Missouri. Call 660-683-5007 for a competitive corn bid. Learn more about Golden Triangle Energy at goldentriangleenergy.com. They also produce quality livestock feed as a co-product of the ethanol process. So when you're at their website, don't forget to get feed bids as well on corn prices. Golden Triangle Energy, thanking you for your business in Craig, Missouri.
How do you make the most of your land? Well, Shaw does it with a John Deere 1025R tractor. He can
make the earth take the shape that I want it to take.
While the Allens use a John Deere 3032E tractor to
grow about 9 acres of flowers.
There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. How will you make the most of yours? Nothing runs like a deer.
Visit Hiawatha Implement at our locations in Hiawatha and Mound City, or visit HiawathaImplement.com to learn more.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
We welcome you back inside Mound City High School, 56-35. Our score after three quarters, LeBlanc leading the Mound City Panthers. Here with fourth quarter play-by-play is Cody Swan.
Grable in off the bench for the Eagles. Has the basketball for the Eagles. Top of the key it goes Jackson Cruz. Cruz moves it to the right side to Grable. Grable will use his dribble to the bottom baseline on the right side. Back out top it goes Hovey. Top of the key he hands it to Studer. Studer now running a little bit of a motion offense. Youngbluth will try to drive it on the right side. Can't get the shot to go down, just a little short. Rebounded by Keaton Zimbles for Mound City. Back the other way. Zimbles has it. Top of the key it goes to Dirt. Around the horn, Chauncey Brown. Brown uses his dribble. Has it stolen away by Lane Hovey. And a whistle and a double dribble is going to be the call. Turnover back to the Panthers on the double dribble steal.
Hovey, the sophomore, made a nice steal there, but then he double dribbled with it after he got possession of the basketball.
Zimbles will inbound it. He'll try to lob it into Chauncey Brown. It's going to go over Brown's head. Stolen away by Studer. Studer, breakaway layup. Can't get the shot to go, but a whistle and a foul as Rowan Durr was contesting in there. We're going to send Central Studer to the free throw line on
Rowan
time.
On Rowan Durr, that'll be his first personal team foul number one of the quarter on Mound City.
Studer, a 6-foot sophomore, will go to the free throw line for Bishop LeBond. Clock shows 7:18 to go here in the fourth quarter. Studer's first free throw on the way up and rolls in off the front. He is 1-for-1 on the evening. Another free throw on the way. Again, stay tuned. We have another basketball game here later on this evening. South Holt and Mid-Buchanan will square off here at Mountain City High School. Second free throw for Studer won't go. And a whistle is going to be blown on the ensuing rebound on Bishop LeBlanc. Maybe Cruz, possibly.
We're going to have to wait for him to put it up there.
Panthers will inbound it.
Hovey got his second personal. Lane Hovey.
It is Ralph with the basketball. Ralph has it. Now here's a backdoor cut by Zimbles. Tries to put a shot up. Won't fall. Whistle and a foul on the shot. Zimbles will go to the free throw line for a pair.
Most likely Youngbluth. Youngbluth is called for the personal. His first personal. Team foul number two of the quarter on LeBlanc.
Zimbles is 1-for-2 from the free throw line this evening. Free throw on the way up and good. Got that one to go. He now has 13 points on the evening. Another free throw pending here for Keaton Zimbles. Free throw on the way. Off back iron won't go down. Rebound down to Davis Youngbluth. Youngbluth ahead. It goes to Hovey. Hovey back out to Youngbluth at the top. Spins it to the left side over to Satchel Studer. Studer uses his dribble. Passes it to Cruz at the top of the key now. 6:49 to go, fourth quarter. This is Youngbluth with the basketball for Bishop LeBlanc. Right side it comes to Grable. Grable back out top to Hovey. Hovey almost traveled with it there. Off to Studer on the left side. He'll use his dribble back out to Hovey on the top. Now Logan Grable for the Eagles will pull it back out, set up the offense. Studer with the basketball. Left side. Now Hovey will decide to drive it. Add an opening from the top of the key. He's going to be fouled on the way to the basket. I believe on the floor, the Eagles will have it underneath their basket.
Chauncey Brown is going to be tagged for that foul. That's his second personal foul. Team foul number two on Mount City.
I was wrong there, Randy. They're going to shoot a pair of free throws.
Oh.
Free throw on the way for Hovey. Up and good. Lane Hovey with his first point on the evening. Another opportunity for another one here. Second free throw on the way. Up off back iron. There's Jackson Cruz with another offensive rebound. Outside pass it goes to Grable on the left wing. Grable drives to the basket. Can't get the shot to go. Defensive rebound by Keaton Zimbles for Mount City. A long down court pass trying to get it to Rowan Durr. Good hustle by Satchel Studer hustling back to knock that pass out of bounds.
Incredible defensive hustle there by Satchel Studer, the sophomore. He was running full bore to get down there to play defense.
Back the other way with the basketball comes Logan Grable. Grable, top of the key to Youngbluth. Now on the left side to Hovey. Hovey back to Studer. Studer penetrates the defense. Out to Grable for a three in the right corner that won't fall. Ball is tipped around on the rebound. Zimbles chases it down. In an outlet pass to Creighton Roof. He'll fire a three from the left wing. Up and good. Creighton Ralph knocks down a three-pointer. He's now got, how many is that?
12.
12 points in the ball game here this evening. The other way, Bishop LeBlanc, 58-39. The Eagles in front of the Panthers here.
Correct that, 10 for Roop.
Hovey with the basketball down to Youngbluth in the right corner. A lot of motion offense, screening and passing going on for Bishop LeBlanc here. This is Jackson Cruz holding the basketball on the right elbow. Now out top to Javis Youngbluth. Cross court pass, it ends up in the hands of Hovey on the left side. Back to Sutter at the top of the key. The Eagles are okay burning a little bit of clock here with favorable lead right now, 58-39. Here's Davis Youngbluth driving the basketball to the hoop. Kind of throws a shot up, gets his own rebound, kicks it out to Jackson Cruz. Cruz on the dribble drive to the basket, up and good. Jackson Cruz scores. He's in double figures with 10, and it's 60-39. Bishop LeBond in front, 4:49 to go, fourth quarter. Mound City, Rowan Zur. With the basketball at the top of the key, uses his dribble, now a whistle and a foul as he was trying to make his move to the basket.
Foul's going to be called on Satchel Suter. On Suter, his second personal. That should be team foul number two on LeBlanc, or number three on LeBlanc for this fourth quarter.
Back into the game for Mound City comes Brad Sutton checking in. Zimbles with the basketball for Mound City. Cross-court pass, Creighton Rout for three. In the left corner, won't fall. Zimbles tracks down the rebound. He'll pull it back out top now. Now he'll use his dribble to the free throw line. Gets into the paint. Turnaround jump shot in the paint. Up and good. Keaton Zimbles with another basket. And it's 60-41.
He's got 15 now.
15 for Zimbles. Suter with the basketball for the Eagles on the other end. And on the dribble drive, Stuger's going to be fouled, I believe, by Zimbles. Going to be on the floor. Bishop Bond will have the basketball underneath their own basket.
Keaton Zimbles' first personal, team foul number three of the quarter on Mound City.
Inbound pass goes to the corner. On the dribble drive, Bishop Bond, Logan Grable to the hoop. He's going to say, Rowan Dirk got the rebound and was standing on the out-of-bounds line. It'll be staying with Bishop Bond down here on this end. Inbounding the basketball now, Grant Aarons. Aarons will trigger it into Grable in the right corner. Top of the key it goes, Stutter. Stutter uses dribble, back over to Grable on the right side. Top of the key is Stutter. Uses dribble to the paint, kick out, left side, Hovey for three, up and good from the left corner. Lane Hovey knocks down a triple. He's got 4 points now in the ball game. And it's 63-41, Bishop LeBond in front, timeout on the court. 63-41, 3:46 left to play, fourth quarter. We'll take a 30-second timeout and be back with more basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Welcome back to Mound City High School. Cody Shawong, Randy Gatula with you here this evening. Live on the third night of 3 days in a row, actually, Randy. Game number 10 of 11 here in the pool play. We'll take a break after this one. Be back for a 9 o'clock tip-off against South Holt and Mid-Buchanan. So if you're tuning in looking for the Knights, don't give up on us. We'll be back around 9 o'clock for that tip-off. Maybe a little early, maybe a little late. It's hard to tell in these types of situations.
Knights came out with a win after only a 72-hour break from their football game. They only had a chance for two practices and managed to log a win their first time out on the floor.
And we saw both of those teams. That's going to be a fast-paced game, I have a funny feeling.
Yeah, up and down the court.
Back to live action. Keaton Zimbles with the basketball. He'll hand it to Chauncey Brown. Top of the key at the volleyball spike line. He'll try to get it down to the corner. Does so. They bounce past it into Sutton. And I think they're going to call another foul, I believe, on Bishop LeBond here.
Foul's going to go on Lane Hobby. On Hobby, that's his third personal. Team foul number four for the period.
Bob pass inside to Sutton. Sutton has it stolen away. Now a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Sutton. He's trying to get the ball back for the Panthers. I think it's going to stay with Bishop LeBond here.
Brad Sutton's third personal foul, team foul number four on Mound City.
Hovey will trigger it in.
Cole Sigrist in the lineup now here also for you.
Sigrist just entered the ball game for the Eagles, a 5'5 sophomore on the court. Where's number three? Over to Hovey on the left side. Top of the key, Stutter. Stutter over to Cole Sigrist. Sigrist looking to bounce past it inside to Hovey. Goes to the top of the key to Jackson Cruz with the basketball. Now goes to the left side over to Grant Aarons. Back to Sigrist. Sigrist dribble drives to Aarons. Top of the key stutter and on the attack, they're going to get called for a traveling violation. The ball will go back to Mount City. Subs in for Mount City, too.
Well, a bunch of new ball players in here. Jacob Hall making his first appearance. Ernie Peters is in the lineup. Also, John Guard on the floor. Figure out who else joined us.
Nicholas Ivy.
Yeah, Ivy's the additional player in there, along with Creighton Raup.
Raup will bring across the timeline for the Panthers. 2:55 left to play here in the fourth, 63-41. Panthers trail the Legals here. Now as they were trying to get the ball inside, it's going to be stolen away by Bishop LeBlanc. Back the other way, Lane Hovey puts a layup up that won't fall down. Rebound comes down to Jacob Hall. Jacob Hall there on the rebound. Ahead to the front court comes Creighton Raup. Raup between the legs dribble, looking to set up the offense for Mount City. Moves to the right, tries to hand it off, does so. That's Ernie Peters with the basketball. He'll move to the hoop, and he's fouled on the way. He will head to the free throw line. That'll be the fifth team foul now on Bishop LeBlanc.
That will be shooting that, as that is a 15 foul. The individual foul goes on Grant Aarons. That's Aarons' first personal, and as you said, team foul number five.
First free throw up and will not fall for Peters. Into the ball game. Now comes Heath Bierman for the first time here this evening. Heath Bierman, a 5'10 junior, checking in.
With that, I think everybody's on the floor that's on the bench.
Yep. Shot on the way up for Peters. Second free throw won't fall. Rebound comes down to Jackson Cruz for Bishop LeBlanc. Into the front court comes Sigrist. Sigrist. Off to the left side, it ends up in the hands of Hovey over there on the left side. Far side of the court, top of the key. Here's a three-point shot by Grant Aarons that won't fall. Defensive rebound by Ernie Peters. Clock dwindling, 2 minutes to play here in the fourth. Pass inside underneath, up and good. That was
John Guard
with a basket. John Guard, a 6'1 freshman, scoring a basket for the Panthers. 1:51 to play, 63-43 now the score. 20-point ball game as we're late in the fourth quarter. Top of the key, Sigrist for a floater in the lane that won't fall. Ernie Peters pulls down the defensive rebound. He'll push it ahead to the front court. Peters on the attack, puts the shot up off the glass. It won't go down, gets his own rebound. Back out top it goes Heath Bierman. Bierman loses the handle on it, ends up in the hands underneath the John Guard. Guard puts up a shot, rebound to Lane Hovey. Hovey ahead. Passes it off to Chase Kissel. Kissel puts the shot up, gets the shot to go down. Did he make that too?
Yes, he made the basket. The defender was not set, so the foul is going to be called on Nicholas Ivy. Ivy picks up the personal, and at the line, shooting the and one is Chase Kissel.
Chase Kissel just checks into the ball game and gets an and one opportunity right away. That's cool. That's a cool feeling. Kissel, second on the free throw, up and good. Makes the score 66-43 with a minute 18 to play here, fourth quarter. Ernie Peters will walk it across the timeline for Coach Ottman and the Panthers. Top of the key, he'll go to Bierman on the right side. Bierman, top of the key, guard. Guard over on the right side to Hall. Now they find Bierman in the right corner, looking to go out top with it. Pass is going to be almost intercepted. Ends up in the hands of Nicholas Ivy. Ivy will dribble drive the basketball. Good aggressive drive there. He can be fouled on the drive. He'll go to the line to shoot a two-shot foul.
Sickers had the double job there of guarding guard. Had to guard guard.
Free throws on the way for Nicholas Ivy. On the way up, the first one is going to be short. Won't fall for him. Ivy is a 5'7 sophomore on this Panther basketball squad. 53 seconds to go here, fourth quarter. Second free throw for Ivy up. Will not fall. Rebound cleared out of there by Chase Kissel for Bishop LeBlanc. Sigrist off to the left side. Aarons. Aarons back to Kissel on the right side. Now Kissel has it stolen away by Ernie Peters. Peters ahead to Bierman. Bierman, breakaway layup. Oh, can't get the layup to go down. Rebound comes down to Sigrist. Sigrist ahead in a hurry to Lane Hovey. 30 seconds to play here in the fourth. They'll pull it back out. Cole Sigrist will pull it back out. They just hold it here. Chase Kissel off to Cruz. Cruz over to Cole Sigrist. Sigrist on the dribble drive. He's going to score it. Up. Oh, can't get the layup to go down. Clock down to 10 seconds. Ernie Peters grabs the loose ball. Peters ahead, down court. John Guard. John Guard will fire the shot. Won't go down. 4 seconds, 3 seconds, and that's going to do it. There's the final buzzer. 66-43. The Bishop of Bond Eagles defeat the Mound City Panthers here. We'll take a 2-minute timeout, come back, and give you our post-game show. You're enjoying high school basketball in Mound City tonight. Bye from Mound City, back in 2 minutes on Sunny 101.3.
Driving safely in school zones should always be top of mind. Your smart choices help students look forward to reaching their dreams. Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual want your help in protecting our local students' futures. Drive responsibly and keep your eyes on the road so we can all trust in tomorrow. Contact Holly Sisk, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Hard to believe we're already packing away combines and grain carts. Harvest is behind us, but before you put everything away for the off-season, Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, invites you to take advantage of special financing, cash discount, or prepay options with their winter service special. Schedule today to be ready to go when the next season rolls around. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, with locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
The answer is yes, SBS.
At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Heller Martial Arts in Fall City offers more than taekwondo, kickboxing, and Krav Maga defense classes. We can come to you for a self-defense seminar for your business group. Seminars can be tailored to your needs. You can also have your next birthday party at our location. Let us host and entertain. Call to find out more, 402-380-3383. That's Heller Martial Arts, 402-380-3383.
Hey everybody, this is Bart from Farm and City Supply in Falls City, Nebraska. Harvest time is now upon us. Come on in for all your harvest needs, whether it's hydraulic oil, roller chain, V-belts, Carhartt workwear, new Fill-Rite fuel pump, whatever it is you need, we're always here to help. Got a great line of nuts and bolts, anything you need for harvest time, so give us a call, come on in, Farm and City Supply. We'll keep you cutting.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Our post-game show this evening brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Callers stop by and see Jake and Tasha Armconnect, your local Farm Bureau agents in Auburn and in Fall City.
All right, let's take a look at the numbers. Your final score, Bishop LeBlanc 66, Mound City 43. Individual numbers for Mound City. The leading scorer tonight was Keaton Zembles. He had 15 in the contest. Creighton Ralph ended up in double figures. He finished with 10. 5 points each tonight for Brad Sutton and Rowan Durr. Adding four was Cole Gillenwater. And then 2 points each for Chauncey Brown and John Guard for their total of 43. From the free throw line tonight, the Mound City Panthers hit 5 out of 9 from the charity stripe. For the LeBlanc Golden Eagles, they really spread the wealth around offensively here. 66 points on the board, 4 players in double figures, led by Gannon Sowell with 13 points. Trey Ike had 10. Chris Miljabek also had 10. Jackson Cruz coming off the bench, he added 10. So 4 players in double figures. After that, chipping in 6 was Cooper Waterman in the ballgame. 4 points each tonight for Chris Miljabek and Jacob Winkelbauer. With 3 points was Chase Kissel. Also 3 points tonight for Davis Youngbluth. Adding 2 tonight was Logan Grable. I mentioned 1 point for Satchel Studer for their total of 66. From the free throw line, they only shot 7 free throws, made 4 of them, 4 out of 7 from the charity stripe for the LeBlanc Golden Eagles. 66-43, that's your final score in this boys' contest. Coming up next around 9 o'clock, we'll be back on the air with boys' basketball, the South Holt Knights, taking on the Mid-Buke Cannon Dragons. We hope you'll stay with us for that. Seth Tollefson is back at our Sunny 101.3 studios. He's going to keep you entertained here for the next hour and a half or so before we're back for more basketball. We missed the 5 o'clock newscast because we came on the air with basketball at 4:15. So Seth is going to share that 5 o'clock newscast with you during the break here between games. Lots of music coming your way, lots of information, weather forecast. That's all coming up. So leave your dial right here to Sunny 101.3. We'll be back around 9 o'clock with our NICAP. Don't go away. You're enjoying high school basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Jim's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Jim has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Jim's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Jim's Country Meats in Table Rock.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and Mobile Banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
Prime Healthcare believes quality care starts in your own communities with family taking care of family. The trained and compassionate staff will make your loved one feel right at home and set your mind at ease knowing your loved one is in good hands. Prime Healthcare offers long and short-term care and rehabilitation therapy. Contact Oregon Care Center in Oregon, Pleasant View Center in Rockport, or Tiffany Heights in Mound City to schedule a tour, meet the team, and let our Prime family become a little part of your family.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?